This is Walter Kozhnitsky, manager of Dreammakers Productions, the creative services division of Next Media. They say that change is the only constant, but we're on the tipping point of a major shift in attitudes, a new 40-year trend moving out of the idealist me, baby boomer mindset that's predominated our culture since 1963 into a civic mindset where phony is out and real is in. So what's that have to do with radio creative and production? It means this. The techniques we've learned and used rather successfully in the past will not work as well in the future. The 20-something consumers' BS meters are pegged. They've heard it all, they've seen it all, and they don't believe it anymore. And where they lead, the rest of us will soon follow. Here's a clip of an auto dealer ad, which illustrates my point.
What you doing?
Looking for a new car?
Then you'd better take my Bull Zapper.
Bull Zapper?
Well, it's my own invention. Watch how it works when the salesman says,
"We've been ordered to immediately liquidate."
Go ahead, try it.
This sale positively. Prices have been. No credit. Ow! $99.
Take it.
Don't need it.
You're dreaming.
No, I'm shopping at Reichert Chevrolet Buick Pontiac Oldsmobile. No hype, no loss leaders, no trumped up sales events, no misleading claims.
I think you should take it. Just in case.
No thanks. Reichert was voted best new car dealer in McHenry County by Northwest.
We need to find our client's passion and present it persuasively to our audience. This client thought we should talk about his menu. Big deal. He's a pizza restaurant. But we discovered his true passion. Making the best sauce around.
Some people have a passion for football, a passion for reading, a passion for passion. Greg at G&L's Pizza has a passion for pizza. Before he opened his doors, he worked for 12 months on the recipe for his sauce.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Come to bed.
His relentless pursuit of perfection knew no bounds.
Yes, dear, that's an impressive pepperoni.
Fortunately, Greg has an understanding wife, because after a year of testing and tweaking...
Will you cook the darn thing already?
Greg created a great pizza. And even though it took a year to create his first masterpiece, you can have yours in about 30 minutes.
And while imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, this ad won't work for any other pizza restaurant because it isn't their story. Speaking of which... We all have stories that relate to the human condition, which can be used for the basis of an ad. Some people think I bear a slight resemblance to John Candy.
Meet Herb and Gladys.
Hi.
This is the day Herb promised Gladys that he'd clean out the gutters.
It's about time.
Problem is, Herb's got an old 6-foot ladder and 10-foot gutters, which means he's pretty far up there for a guy his size.
The ladder's starting to sink into the ground, Herb.
This is not good.
This is not good.
If Herb had called Fox Valley Gutter Cap, Gladys wouldn't be calling the hospital right now. Gutter Cap is the most advanced gutter protection system. After all, if you're going to be on your back outside, it's better to be on a hammock than on the ground.
Oh, my back. My back.
Get a free quote and free gutter cleaning with purchase.
Here's another example. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Golfers have a language.
Uh-oh, slice!
Not the bunker! Stay out of the bunker!
All their own.
Nice hook, Harry.
And if you're a golfer...
Son of a gun.
...looking to improve your vocabulary...
I hate this game.
...look no further than Bobby's Golf Center and Driving Range. After all, it's difficult to improve your game on the course playing a friendly round with your friends.
Harry, want to borrow my wetsuit?
Bobby's all-natural range is like a real golf course. You'll improve your game.
$5 says Harry puts it in the trap.
And your language.
Oh, shut the front door!
Even the pros practice.
Oh, he got all of that one.
So why don't you improve your game and vocabulary at Bobby's Golf Center and Driving Range?
Your clients have great stories, too.
This is Lou from SJ Crystals. The other day, this big guy walks in looking for a suit. Navy blue, 52 long. I didn't have one in stock, so I told him we'd order it and have it in a couple of days. He just stares at me. So I said we'd put a rush on it for him the next day. Then he turns around, shows me the 5-inch rip in his pants held together by a piece of duct tape. Pretty tough to look professional with your underwear showing. But hey, the suit's 8 years old, nothing lasts forever. Trying not to laugh, I reach over, grab a 54 long and a piece of chalk. A few stitches here and there, and he's on his way in less than an hour, looking good, feeling great, and ready to take on the world. Saved him a few bucks and a lot of embarrassment. Are your suits starting to show their age? Frostbite of the butt is painful, but since you're like most guys, you'll wait. So when the inevitable happens, remember that guy on TV's got nothing on me.
All the processing, plugins, and big booming voices in the world won't make up for mediocre writing. The airwaves are filled with injured ads, cookie-cutter, cliche-filled drivel. And while we're all faced with too much to do and too little time, what do you say we try to save a few today? Drop me a line and let me know how it's going.